Yes.
What does that mean, sir?
That means I'm inside ESP.
I understand, and you've cloned yourself.
No.
Oh.
The meme, the 100th monkey effect among people, which was natural all through history.
The 100th monkey
effect.
Of course.
It's a spread hit.
Yes.
So then what you have is with television. That's
yes.
cloned ESP.
Television and the cloned
ESP.
100th monkey.
Yes.
Television and the cloned 100th monkey.
Yes.
That is your paper, of course.
And then with the internet.
Television.
With the internet.
Yes.
It makes me have voluntary ESP.
Are these mushrooms?
Voluntary. The blank cage. The blank cage.
I understand. I understand. Notice you can hear the smile on his face.
Yeah, hello, I hear that's yours.
Hello, you're on the air.
I heard it.
That's ESP. That's right. Cloned ESP.
You can't do that through the through the book and Bob Fest, whatever, you know?
No. I cannot clone ESP without the 100th monkey. Thank you.
You could have voluntary ESP when
now,
you create
are you
the
let
phonetic
other people
alphabet.
Talk?
The phonetic alphabet
Calm
created
yourself.
The fragmented symbol.
Yes.
And then we built everything on that, the West has.
Yeah,
and then
what?
We replayed it with the Android meme, brought in the voluntary ESP at the laptop.
The Android Meeb. You can't even respond to him. Because if you did, then you'd get caught up in his world.
No. I don't want to do that. We're talking beyond
this is what happens
words.
When first cousin is married.
You heard my file. Astro. Where's Astro?
Astro is floating in space.
But you're right.
I know. Of course.
He's in the ether of the airwaves.
Yes. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, we how are you doing, guys?
There's no doubt about that.
Yes. There is no doubt about that.
Can you prove it?
No,
I can prove it, yes. Elena, read your story.
What's the documentation?
No, but I have a question for you, sir. What's your name?
Bob Dobbs.
How about Professor Bob? I want to call you Professor Bob. Professor Bob, here's my question to you. If you could relive 1 year of your life again, what so far has been that best year that you would relive again?
This year, 2002, it adds up to 22. I'm talking to you. This year resonates with all years.
God, you have a boring life.
110 floors.
Damn.
110 floors.
Each year is better than the next.
The ESP is the 22. 110 floors and flight 11.
Floors, that's 10 more than the monkeys.
Yeah, 110 floors. Two of them, 220 floors. Flight 11. And then you had the other one, 175. 75, 12, take away 1 and 11.
It's like somebody went to high school with, like, it used to make sense, you know. You know what I'm saying?
You can take the pocket protector out of the boy,
exactly.
But you can't take the boy out of the pocket protector.
Oh, wow.
Well, you can if you
well,
start maneuvering.
Well, YouTube's a listener-sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. The name of the show is Night Shift. And the question is, all right, sir, Professor Bob, I know what year you'd live. Who else is here? Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is George.
George.
Yeah, during the transition from 3:30 to this time.
Yes.
On the Best of Night Shift program, you told us a captivating little story about a pigeon.
Oh, shoot. I got rid of the wrong guy. Yes, call back about the pigeon. Yes.
Is that the...
You got him.
No, I missed him. I missed him. I lost him. 212-209-2900. Hello, you're
on
the
show.
Yes.
How long has this show been on?
Is this George?
No, Bob.
No.
Hi, Bob.
Who's here now?
This is,
Yeah, think of a good name.
Joaquin de Saw jonesing for the Kingstress to teach about the pederast priests.
Hmm. Okay, so we should do another sex show and bring back Anastasia. Are you lobbying for the bring back of Anastasia?
I think the pederast priest angle is a big, thing to pick up on here.
But is sex, are we looking at it as a sex thing? It's a scandal. Hello, you're on the air.
Priest from the Scottish kilts.
Yes, priest with Scottish kilts. Hello, you're on the air.
Pretty easy access. It's like pop-top beer.
Absolutely. Hello.
Hello, I wonder why...
Starting to weave the morning. What's that, sir?
Did you cut me off intentionally?
No, it was an accident. I was trying to get rid of the other... That sound. You heard that I had, someone had hung up. Okay.
Well...
Anyway, what was your question about the pigeon?
Not a question. I would like. I have a little story of my own about the avian species, which would take 20.
You have a pigeon story.
No, it's not quite. It's in the bird family. I used to work on near 8th Avenue on 34th Street, and on my lunch hour, I used to go out and get on my bike and go over to the Hudson River and have my lunch and so on and so on. And
did you tell me this story on the air before about
no.
you and the bird falling out of the sky?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a good story.
I remember that one. That was a good Bertella story in the sky.
That's pretty fantastic.
It was pretty fantastic. Listen, sir, your life is like science fiction. I see that. I know it. I know it. And many people like you create the tapestry I'm speaking of.
Okay. So, hello?
Yes.
So, one time I went in my lunch hour there, and I noticed a huge, like a 10-foot little hill of dirt and ash and several foot weeds.
Where, sir?
And I walked, where?
Right at the river?
Yeah, and about right on the, you know, on
a
10-foot
hill.
Yeah,
about
57.
Okay.
An alien home.
And it was sometime between March and April, and I walked, I took a little walk up to the top of the little mound, and suddenly I heard the fluttering of wings, and it's duck. Came flying out from the base of the weeds, and there was a nest with about eight little chickens.
A nest of ducks!
Eight newborn ducks, you know, with their mouths
future
open.
Future Peking ducks.
Veritable nest of ducks!
Quack.
I'm sorry. I'm with you.
When I mount a lot of
stuff. Stop.
The following day,
quack.
The Android
B. All right. Well, I think I lost.
I think you lost it a long time ago.
I lost George.
George, quack.
Yeah, I want to hear your story, Lena. Hello, you on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Have you heard of the Polish parish priest that came home from molesting a minor covered with coal dust?
No, obviously you keep up with such things, sir.
All right, well.
Okay. Hello, you're in the air.
We missed George Lucas' story, the punchline, man. George, call back.
Elena, $2.99. Elena.
Yes.
$2.99. Where should I mail the check for him?
$2.99.
Man.
Wow.
$2.99 a minute. Where should I mail the check?
Oh, Jeffrey.
Hey, don't forget the pledge, Jeff.
See, I get more when I, like, groom.
Exactly.
Ant-Man B. Ant-Man B.
Elena is trying to reveal that she is in actuality what is technically known as a hairy nevus. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a, she's from the time she was a child, she was covered in hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now fully covered in hair. She's like Catgirl.
Catgirl.
That's what I'm picturing after a while if I were listening to Elena. It's like, she's got so much hair and it's always growing.
I'm like a little pussycat.
There it is.
We call her Shaggy.
Okay, let's actually take it and see who this person is. I want to hear your story.
The following day, I returned with my camera to take pictures of the duck and
yes.
his babies.
The
and lo and behold, there was nothing left. The whole area had been leveled. And, you know, then development seeped in.
Oh.
That's the end of the story.
End of
that movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They destroyed the nest of ducks.
He was duckless.
They destroyed the nest of ducks.
He was duckless.
Like
he was left holding the bag. There were no ducks to be had.
I hear you.
Or had the ducks been had?
With Joe?
There was a man with a push cart, and he was selling 18 ducks.
All drugs.
That's Ibsen based his play on that experience.
Waiting
wild duck.
All ducks drink from the same pond.
Joe.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Okay.
All ducks drink from the same pond.
Exactly. Hell in the air.
Hey, good morning, Night Shift.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hello.
This is Jack.
Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Listen, did you have a planet story you were talking about?
A what story?
About the planets.
Oh, yes, I did. Planet. About the fifth planet. Yes, I do.
Would that have to do with the asteroid belt by any chance?
No, but I know of what you speak. This, actually, yes, it does have something to do with the asteroid belt, because it's the fifth planet is what created that asteroid belt, basically. But if you want, I'll read the story.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Okay, hold on a second.
Enlighten us so far.
Okay, I will enlighten you.
Theater surgeon?
Yes. Our solar system may have had a fifth terrestrial planet, one that was swallowed up by the sun. But before it was destroyed, the now missing in action world made a mess of things. They called it Planet 5 was a troublemaker. The computer modeling findings of Chambers and Lissauer, this is the two scientists who studied this, were presented during the 33rd Lunar Planetary Science Conference. This was just in March, and sponsored by NASA and the Lunar Planetary Institute. Because it's commonly believed that during the formative years of our solar system between 3.8 billion and 4 billion years ago, during the birth of our solar system, the moon and the earth took a pounding from space debris. However, there's an ongoing debate as whether or not the bruising impacts tailed off 3.8 billion years ago, or whether there's a sudden increase, a spike in the impact rate around 3.9 billion years ago, with quiet periods before and afterwards. This is what is commonly believed. Okay.
What the hell is he talking about?
This is what's commonly believed, right? Let me finish.
What is he saying?
Okay, listen. Having a swarm of objects clobbering the moon into a narrow point of time where it resurfaces. Okay. I'm just gonna cut to the chase here. Basically, what they're saying is that the temporary existence of more than four planet-sized bodies in our inner solar system is consistent with the currently favored model for the formation of the moon. Basically, this is how the moon was created. But this is what's left of these moons are what's left of that fifth planet, that moons that are floating around different planets here. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Joe, your eyes are glazing over as I'm talking. Okay.
We're with you and we're on you,
right.
Mike.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Had you known? No, you had not. All right, now, tell me something. Sir, what's your name?
Bob.
If you can relive 1 year of your life, so far, what was the best year?
1967, when Rai returned to Essence.
When who turned what?
Rai, the original separateness, the original rhythm.
Okay.
You know, that Ra and Atlantis, Lemuria, all that stuff came out of Rai, the first thing that ran away from the plane of essence. And it returned through the death of Ralph Doobie out in Seattle.
All right. And so that was 96?
No, 67.
So, 67. Yeah, that's the year that you would relive.
Yes.
Again.
I wanted to redo the death of Rai.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Redo the death.
And now the Android meme is doing it simulationally, science fiction-wise. The Android meme, the electric digital.
How did you find this show? Were you just like, you just woke up, turned on the radio, because you knew.
This is my topic.
Oh.
My classroom.
I understand. I picture you like going to sleep. Yeah, 10, waking up suddenly turning around.
Yeah, I was trying to get the rest of
picking up your phone. Okay. Sir, and your name is Bob.
Yeah, Bob Dodds.
Bob Dodds.
B-O-B-B is a B. Bob. Dub.
Of course. Did you write that down, Joe?
He said SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Email me at purple@ingress.com.
He sounds like a commercial. Email me. Purple.com. That's right. Not here.
No, McLuhan said this 50 years ago.
Sir, you better stop waking up in the middle of the night and having fun. There's something wrong with you. Hello, you're on the air.
Quill. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Mr. Sargent?
I'm awake. Alert.
Oh, I always knew you were alert.
I was. Mm-hmm. And who are you?
Is Wild Bill.
Wild Bill?
And what constitutes that?
How are you? Wild Bill, Wild Bill's back.
That's right.
Back in the saddle again, eh, Wild Bill?
Occasionally.
I understand.
When the mood strikes.
I understand. So, how have you been, Wild Bill? What have you been doing?
I am just fine. I am recuperating, and I am currently being a civil servant.
Currently being a civil servant.
Yes.
I understand.
And I've come to put my little addition on the Life is Like Science Fiction.
Oh, you have Life is Like Science Fiction from your own life?
Yes.
Excellent.
Notice the story about the asteroid that's 800 years away?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Did you notice that in the article they said, well, we don't have to blow it up with a missile. It seems that the asteroid's trajectory can be partially blamed on the sun landing on the various parts of it and changing its trajectory ever so slightly because of the heat.
Okay. I thought they decided to send Bruce Willis and Clint Eastwood.
That would be my first choice. We load up all the Hollywood stars in a big rocket. We send them out.
Stop. Okay.
But if failing
Survivor 2000. Okay.
Yeah. Failing back to the rock.
Why hasn't the question been posed? Well, you know, the Earth has that wobble of rotation. Why don't we even that out by like painting a couple of continents black or putting dust over
the area? Sir. I'm going to not even try and understand you on that level, okay? All right, but I do have a question for you.
Yes.
What year would you relive if you could relive 1 year of your life?
Tough question, but I think the fast answer would be 1976.
Mm. 76, why?
76.
The opposite of 67.
I was...
Yes, of course.
I was graduating high school.
He's one of the people.
I was graduating high school. I had many, many different things on my mind at the time.
Okay.
Peter Frampton.
If I could relive that year, I think I would make different and maybe better choices.
Oh, why?
The year you relive. Now, imagine if somebody... Some character with like a top hat and a handlebar mustache was going around reselling years to you. You could go back and he'd say, how much would you pay, Joe? How much would you pay? You know, it's a black and white Twilight Zone episode.
Black and white Twilight Zone.
You didn't even get the color version?
He's got the top hat. All right, no, I'm sorry. All
right, do I get credit?
No, that's good. Yeah.
Actually, that's very interesting. I was kind of thinking when you...
Right, you have one? You have one now?
No.
Well, no.
I was thinking about my high school year, too. 89.
89 would be the year you'd relive.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. Your high school, your senior high school year.
Senior year in high school. What would I do differently?
Okay. What would you do differently? Well, you don't have to tell us. But would you do a few things?
Definitely.
Okay. Okay. Joe. Do you have a year yet? No year yet, Joe. I understand. Joe's got many years to contemplate.
Yes, I do.
At his advanced age in decrepitude. So
you want some nuts?
No. Okay.
All right.
Elena,
I want to
hear your story.
Great.
I want to hear your story, Elena. Please tell me your story.
More on your nuts. Okay.
Ed Koch, mayor.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Should I do the pet story first?
Well, no, the pet story is fantastic to me. All right, yeah, sure. Do the pet story. Mm-hmm. Because now, first of all, you've seen this movie, or you probably didn't see it because everybody thought it wouldn't be good. But Les Schwarzenegger science fiction movie was called The Sixth Man.
Sixth Day.
And it was good. It was good. I liked it. And but nobody went to see it because they thought it would be bad because he had done some really bad movies before this.
You think?
Yeah, he really did. I mean, End of Days should have been End of Career. I just
aww,
it should have been
so wrong.
It's really bad. It was unbelievable.
You're
just sitting back in awe. There's a point where it's so bad you're just talking at the screen.
It's like
you don't care.
What the hell are you doing in this movie? I don't understand what you're saying.
Listen, unbelievably bad. But in the movie, the good movie, Sixth Day, there's this whole sequence where you go to a place called Repet, and they clone your pet. Your pet dies. Mm. Don't worry.
Right. Spot you get a new one.
Exactly. Spot gets killed. Don't worry. And so Repet, it's science fiction. It's a Schwarzenegger science fiction at that. Now, go ahead with the story.
Oh, yay.
Repen, huh? Mm. Sounds like something you do at 2:00 in the morning. For the bottom Purell.
Yeah, pets of the future. The kitten cloning success opens the possibility for customizing animals. At first, Kay wanted a dog, a green glowing dog.
A green. Now, okay, all right. Sets up what kind of person? Okay.
And the Chicago-based artists knew that scientists had already used genetic tools to insert a fluorescent protein into lab mice. Kay figured he'd do the same thing in man's best friend.
The fluorescent protein. Okay, go ahead.
And keep the dog as a family pet. In the end, he had to settle for a green, glowing rabbit.
You settle for the rabbit. I'm with you.
All right. Kay wanted to exhibit the rabbit, which he named Abba.
Okay. He's Swedish?
I'm trying to be serious.
Okay.
All right, but...
He's the rabbit Abba.
I mean, it's a great band.
I could think about doing something else with that glowing protein.
Stop.
Wouldn't have to worry about going to the bathroom.
Stop.
Could find it at least.
You're just... Yeah, and then, like, what?
Clap on, clap off.
What about when you're in the theater and you turned on from the scene? Okay. All right, anyway, go ahead.
Turn on your heart light.
Your girlfriend wouldn't have to look around.
Exactly. You in black clothes wouldn't help.
Well, there it is.
All right, just please, can you finish with this reality instead of Joe's fantasies, please? Fantasy to be a Blake Edwards sign.
Ouch,
I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Alba in an art show and then take her home. But the director of the French lab...
He wanted to put Abba in the art show.
Yeah.
Okay. On exhibit. Like, I created this.
Look, my glowing breath.
Hey, if he would have had his way, he would have stuck his glowing pussy in there.
Stop.
I've done that.
Glowing rabbit.
But
okay.
He settled for hair instead.
All right. So this is in the art show, the local art exhibit. So he's going to put the rabbit on display. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, I'm with you.
But the director of the French lab that produced Alba nixed the idea, triggering a high-profile flab.
That's interesting. He, as an artist, requested a specific kind of creature. Okay, they couldn't give him the creature he wanted. He got some other kind of creature, and because he had asked for this creature, he then decided he was going to put this creature, he, the artist, having requested technology to work for him, to create something that he thought of, a glowing pet,
right.
And puts the rabbit on display. Okay, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure that wasn't Coons?
I know.
Yeah,
this is Life is Like Science Fiction. Okay.
I have never thought of Alba as an art object in the sense that one would create a sculpture or a painting, says Kay, who still hopes to take her home from the lab. It's not about making an object. I envisage situations.
So the poor glowing rabbit has no home now.
Yes.
Because there's a debate over its creation.
How will it change people, Kay wonders, if it can conceive of a fantastic animal designed in the lab and then hold it in their arms? It's very easy to fear what you don't know, he explains. But the moment that a person gazes into Alba's green eyes, she stops being Franken-rabbit and becomes an adorable little bunny.
Now, I just got to let that sink in for a second.
Night of the Lepus.
The glowing Lepus.
The glowing Lepus.
First of all,
it's just so bizarre. Like, would you ever think of requesting a glowing pet of any type? Like a red glowing dog or something? What's your take, Joe?
Huh?
Joe, what's your take?
I would leave it. I wouldn't take it.
Obviously. Hello, you in there. Who's still here with us?
I am. Raid.
Raid. What's your take on the glowing rabbit?
I take it.
You take the glowing rabbit?
Yes.
If it was available, if they had a sale on glowing rabbits, you'd buy one.
Yeah, I'd give it away pretty quickly, but I want to have it for a minute.
Well, there it is. Life is like science fiction.
There's a market.
They don't realize. They're sitting on a gold mine.
I'm just wondering if it's like this glowing protein that they genetically, which has to replicate itself in order to keep glowing.
Yes, it does. Yes. Well, okay, now that's interesting.
Could you perhaps, yes, Joe, good. You got the assignment. The rabbit mutates into some other glowing creature.
When you
like
go
a
out
kangaroo.
Night, you can find its poop.
Like, no, but we can have. Stop.
Stop. When the dog poops.
Stop. Pellets.
Pellets.
Glow with the dog rabbit pellets. That's right.
This way you don't step in it.
Yeah, Joe, it's interesting that your mind would go right there. That's what's interesting.
Right to the gutter.
I understand. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I had a glowing rabbit experience.
I bet. There is a website for
okay,
you.
Okay, no, this is true. I was in Staples.
Glowingrabbit.com.
I was buying these little loose leaf books that had pictures of...
Can I just pause for a second?
Yeah.
You know, we talk about glowing rabbits. A listener says,
it's true. Listen, you're not going to believe this.
Staple.
No,
smelling the white out.
Okay, listen.
I'm listening.
This is important. This is very important.
This is like the science fiction.
Okay.
Controlling the universe right now.
I saw these Britney Spears notebooks on sale for like 50 cents each.
I love how he brought Britney into the story. You know,
okay, she was wearing a coat made out of Christmas garlands, right? Mm-hmm. Gold Christmas garlands wrapped all around.
Are you talking about Britney?
Yes, Britney Spears.
Okay.
So I thought, well, I'll buy this for my friends because I'm gay.
Gay
and all my drag queen friends love things like Britney Spears.
But you're gay, but you're still turned on by Britney.
What?
You're still turned on by Britney.
Florida's in a
yes,
way.
Yes, you are. I know it. I felt it.
Not genitally.
Right.
No, cosmetically. But okay, so I get to the checkout line.
Nothing wrong with using Brittany as profession.
No, listen, I gotta get to the glowing rabbit.
We
want to hear the glowing rabbit.
Okay, I get to the checkout line, and I say to the guy at the checkout line, I say, isn't it crazy how she's wrapped in Christmas garland?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy at the checkout counter says, do you know how many animals had to die so she could get that coat? And I said, what are you talking about? That's made of Christmas garland. This really happened. And he said, you're stupid. Haven't you ever heard of the double helix? I said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And he gave me this look like, you know, this look meaning something like, you stupid old fag. And so he said, I said, that can only come from organic material. He said, no, they can take, this is what he thought, and he said it. He said they can take the DNA, he believes this.
Of Christmas garlands,
and inject it into a rabbit or a mouse, and make Christmas garland rabbits and mice, and then kill them for their fur.
Stick them on your tree.
And he really believes this.
Well, I think that he is probably right, sir.
Well, I like that it all made a kind of crazy sense.
Yes, it does, mm-hmm. And it's tied right into the show.
That's a true story.
That's great. You are completely what is called the A-profile night shift listener.
See that?
You are. And what's your name?
And if he's gone, you're not even in Christmas
yet,
life.
Let this be a lesson to you.
A lesson to you, Mutt? Yes.
We're out here. Let this be a lesson to you.
Because if my makeshift
listener, just wait there quietly, and the men in the white coats will come for you.
I've been through that before many times.
I'm sure. Any shock therapy?
I'm old. I'm like...
Every morning he gets up, he looks in the mirror.
They shocked you back in the day.
I'm fresh back from the days when the American Psychiatric Association mm-hmm. said it was a mental illness to be gay. So I've been shitting back. Excuse me for the expression. But anyway,
Astro.
They tried to shock you back to heterosexuality?
Astro.
Oh, well, they kind of did.
And sir?
And what?
I ask tenderly, who are they?
Who are they?
Yes.
They are whoever we assign that identity to. You know that.
Yes, of course.
They is a kind of floating entity that morphs into
floating entities.
I got one for you. Pull my finger.
We have another call.
We got a floating entity for you.
Okay,
who's the other
call? Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what's your name, sir?
Tommy.
Okay. Thanks, Tommy.
We have another call.
Don't forget the towels.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, good.
Hey, that shock treatment's supposed to work. He does like Britney Spears.
He does. That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. He's seasoned, but not genitalia-y.
Cosmetically.
Genitalia-y.
He must like Bobby dolls then.
Nice stuff. Exactly. Well, Britney.
122.
Britney, did you read in the paper about, like, it's so bizarre, like, the Post is so bizarre. And did you read in Variety how, like, the Times is committed to themselves to be more like the Post?
Yep.
Because nobody's reading us. We have to be more like the Post. More entertainment. More lurid headlines. But Justin Timberlake and his insane bandmates went down to Las Vegas with two briefcases full of $100 bills and blew $250,000 and then danced all night with strippers.
No.
Yes.
What band?
It was in the Post.
Which band?
Right, so who else is here?
You know, he's from Memphis. Did I tell you that?
Of course. What? Who's this?
Hi.
Hi.
What?
This is John.
John. Were you with Justin?
No. not recently. I'm kind of deviate from the subject. I know you're like a movie kind of like a connoisseur, and I was wondering.
Yes.
Which movie would be better to go see, or rent in this case? Would it be Sexy Beast or Time Out?
Time Out. I didn't see Time Out, so I say Sexy Beast.
Okay.
For 12.
Is there any like other recommendations you would have? Actually, I'm alma mater. I went to the same high school you did, art and design.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, one of my people.
Yeah.
And what do you do now?
I'm a software engineer.
Software engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Science fiction.
Toiling away. That is science fiction. The fact that you're a software engineer. What do you actually do, sir? I'm a software engineer. What do you do? I engineer software.
I do a lot of other things too, but while I'm doing that, but
hacker.
I'd rather not go into
hacker.
That.
Listen, there may be people.
Would you consider me?
Of course.
Hey,
all right. So, and what's your name, sir?
John.
John. So,
What did you call it, say, John?
Computer hacker.
What year are you going to relive, John?
94.
Why? Was that your high school senior year?
No, because I went to go see Nine Inch Nails, like, what, four individual times.
Whoa, I hear you. You'd go back for the music.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I went to the Peter Gabriel concerts, like that, mind-bending experiences.
I went to, transformed. And I went to, like, I went to the first Woodstock. No, I'm sorry.
You went to the first Woodstock?
No, let me rephrase that.
Okay.
I went to the first Lollapalooza. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Lollapalooza.
Yeah. Okay.
The Woodstock of your generation.
So, actually, who was the best band that you saw at Lollapalooza?
It was a toss-up between the Rollins Band and...
Jane's Beat.
Stop yelling out.
Jane's Addiction and Rollins Band? Right.
Yeah. Living Color was very good, too.
Lenny who?
And Living Color. Remember them?
Oh, Living Color. Back
everybody
in the day.
Back in the day.
Everybody knows Thundercomb.
Yeah. The colors sort of undercutting each other. Do you hear that, Joe? You got that, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
You got that. Joe, come on. I can't put that in there. Did you catch that, Joe? It's a Michael Jackson song. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, there are glow worms, there are neon tetras, and there are fireflies.
Yes. That's got the luminous protein.
The idea that you could harvest fireflies and get their glow. And then
harvest fireflies and get their glow. I understand.
You just gotta go buy. Did you run out of the glow sticks I gave you?
Oh, stop!
There you go. Harvest that, pal.
Yeah. I'm still playing with those glow sticks, by the way.
Is that kind of like the glow from like the Last Dragon when you get the whole body glow thing?
Yes, like the glow from the Last. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Mike. Did you see Get on the Bus yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I own it now.
Well, good, because you know we should have a discussion of it. I almost would like to see it again before I have.
I'll give you a warning that I'm going to watch it. How's that?
Okay, because it's a very wonderful film. And
I know you love that film. You've been talking about it for years. What was that?
I don't know.
Astro was telejected.
Exactly. He's zapped Monroe. Hello, you're on the air.
That's a familiar voice I haven't heard in a while.
Who's that? Who, Monroe?
No, Dobbs.
No, Sarge.
Who's this?
Gigglebox.
It's Gigglebox. My goodness.
Hey, how are you?
How are you, Gigglebox?
I'm fine.
So are you enjoying the show, Gigglebox?
I kind of just turned it on the last 10 minutes.
Last 10 minutes.
I kind of heard something about glowing rabbits.
That's right. They've created the glowing rabbit. They have.
And the glowing rabbit.
And they won't let him go.
Can the glowing rabbit take my test on Wednesday?
Exactly. Exactly the glowing rabbit.